100% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. He doesn't need his name up in lights, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. Feel so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means
welcome back in the Zone Hour 3. It is 12:06. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T, joined in the studio today by Nate Olson of Sync Weekly, who did not, much to my chagrin, get a tattoo yesterday for April Fool's Day. He did fool the masses, including our own Matty T.
I did think it was kind of interesting to be, you know, on a Tuesday afternoon that early. I was like, man, where'd you get into the whiskey that early today?
It was Tuesday, after all.
Yeah.
Entertainment Report today brought to you by our friends at Landers Chevrolet, online at LandersChevrolet.com. You know that the Landers Chevy Open House event and Chevy Truck Month underway. Get down to Landers Chevrolet. We were just there recently.
Yeah,
saw
great
our buddy
times.
Tim Hall. They were open for business. Get a great offer on a new Silverado. That's their best-selling vehicle, we were told by the salesperson. Bless you. Chevy Silverado named the 2014 North American Truck of the Year. So go down and drive one. Also, don't forget about the award-winning service department, Loaner Cars and Shuttle Service, so they can make sure your process is easy. Because who's got time to sit around and wait? Nate, I mean, you got your iPad, but, I mean, you need to get back in the office and get some work done.
Yes.
Luckily, they've got a vehicle you can borrow while they're working on yours. Check them out online at LandersChevrolet.com. You can actually make your service appointment online. Not that you won't like talking to the fine people down there, but still. 501-315-2500, the all-new Landers Chevrolet, just west of High Pressure, off of Alcoa Road in Benton, Arkansas.
There's no high pressure there. It's all low pressure.
That's right, bro. Pressure-free. It's just west of High Pressure, depending on where you sit. 220, 221. Researchers have named the 10 most popular Americans, guys, dead or alive. And I'm surprised by the list, to be honest with you. It's really a strange conglomeration of...
Got to be Americans.
Yep.
Okay.
And you want to guess? See how many you can get?
Shoot. Washington.
George Washington is numero 7.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln's on there.
Abraham Lincoln's number 10, Matt.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is
Canadian. Oh, I know who.
Let me see. I'll tell you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six.
Nate Olson.
Six are dead. The rest, six of the last eight are dead.
Larry Bird, yeah, nay.
Six or eight of the
last. How many are musicians?
Bill Gates is on the list. He's alive. Johnny Depp is on the list. He's alive. Johnny Depp is the one that really didn't make much sense to me, but okay.
He's overrated.
So the rest of them are dead.
Is this voted on by Americans?
John Lennon.
By Wikipedia page views, among other things.
John Lennon, what number is he?
John Lennon's not American. He's from
England.
I'm sorry.
This is by Wikipedia visits to their page.
Yep. People who you would search for a lot.
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King, number one. Nate, very good.
Good
ding, ding, ding,
wow,
ding.
Nate. All right.
Okay, number two on the
John
list.
John F. Kennedy.
No, that's a good guess, though. David Basil would have searched this guy
any
many
of
times.
The Kennedys.
Elvis Presley.
Number two on the list.
Wow.
Recently, because of the Mr. Banks film, Walt Disney, number three on the list. Benjamin Franklin, number four. Edgar Allan Poe, quoth the Raven, nevermore, number five. Thomas Edison coming in at number eight.
Which, actually, that should,
ever do?
That should be Tesla. There's a whole debate.
Okay.
There was a lot of dirty stuff, you know, behind why we ended up with the light bulb as opposed to, you know.
Some other country having it?
No, there was patents and stuff, you know, and that whole deal. So.
You read too much, Matt. You know too much.
Well, I watch TV.
It'd be
TV.
A shame for being
watch
so smart.
TV.
Nate, do you have any idea how much you spent on your wedding?
Yeah, it was, about $3,000.
Got off easy.
Yeah.
According to the website theknot.com, as in tying the knot, the average couple spent just under $30,000 on the big day in 2013. It was up 5% from the previous year in 2009 when the recession is in full swing. 34% of couples said the economy had impacted their wedding budget. Cost of catering, $13,385. Another big ticket item is the engagement ring, which runs close to $6,000. So I'm assuming you were not counting the engagement ring toward your total.
No, that was an heirloom.
Was
it was a family heirloom.
See,
yeah.
I didn't get any heirlooms.
Came out on top then.
I got a couple heirloom tomatoes.
An heirloom.
Couldn't
and
give those now, could I?
I got a bonus for moving from the Fayetteville paper to the Bentonville paper, and I gave it to my wife and said, here's the wedding money.
Oh. It's good.
And then, yeah.
And she put it into the joint account.
Yeah.
No, she spent it on the wedding.
She just took it.
I thought the...
She spent double that probably on the wedding.
Yeah.
If she's like most women I know.
You could have a pretty good wedding. For under $10,000.
I think that's a
our wedding was
true.
Nice. You know, it wasn't a bunch of frills, but, you know, it was
we
nice.
The biggest thing for me is outside of the wedding ring is the renting of the reception.
Yeah.
We did ours at the art center because we had our first date at the art center, so that's where we did
that's
our reception.
That's romantic.
Yeah, kind of a connection there. That, and I'm a huge fan of Van Gogh. His work is fantastic. I love him. Awesome.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I say all women deserve a big wedding.
I think a lot of men do, too. Some women. Mm. Okay, let me say this. We'll go back to this. Nate, you answer. The rest of you guys set this out. RJ, Basil, Pat, or Matt? T. First to get married.
Basil.
Do you think Basil will...
I think Basil will probably get married last.
Do you think Basil will ever get married? Because at this point,
to a woman?
Justin. No, I just think at this point, it's like... He kind of thinks, like, what's the point, you know? Same thing with kids.
I think you should be thinking, how am I ever going to do better than Chantel?
Well, he's been married before, so...
Yeah, but it's been... I mean, before I was born.
I think it's about time. I don't know.
Maybe he's been down
that
road.
RJ,
I think RJ...
neck and neck, maybe.
I think RJ is, as much as he'd like to deny it, he's right on the cusp.
See, that's funny because, again, I'm at the other end of the spectrum. I would pick you first.
Really?
Then Pat, then RJ, then Bass, because I like to go opposite. I like to go in the... Because it seems so obvious that they would be the first choice, but that's how I filled up my final four bracket. It didn't work out for me, so I'm going the other way.
I'm the kind of guy that could go to Vegas and just have a crazy night.
True.
Yes, thank you. Wake up the next day, you're married to a prostitute, and you're carrying her baby around.
RJ's living with a woman, so that's, you know... That's
a big step right
there. Close there.
They're already married in the eyes of the Lord.
Or they're already a disgrace in the eyes of the Lord, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
I'm not going down that road.
Cohabitation, shun. Hey, whatever works, man. If he's happy, I'm happy. I don't know why Allison is happy. I don't know how she possibly could. RJ, we kid. We love you. You know that. Anyway, okay. Well, there you go. My guess is we should do a joint wedding, save everybody a bunch of money. So you guys go pair up and let's get it on. I'll be happy to officiate. I'll get the license and everything.
But
officiate.
If we do have a joint wedding, if we do have a joint wedding, keep it in your trunk and make sure all your lights are lights are working.
Those joint weddings are always fun. I love a good joint wedding. All right. This is an interesting story. I guess we've all been asking ourselves, what the heck is David Duchovny up to?
Hey, Fox Mulder.
Apparently Fox Mulder's got a new gig, babe. David Duchovny.
Post-Californication.
He's apparently not going to be out of the series game after Californication comes to an end, yes. He's going to be on a show called Aquarius. It's 13 episodes straight to series. It's about the rise and fall of Charles Manson.
Ooh.
I don't know how far he rose, but I'm still afraid of Charles Manson.
Do we got a network on this?
NBC drama.
Cool.
He's going to star as a police detective on the trail of the L.A. hippie cult leader who turns out to be Charles Manson. So.
That sounds pretty cool.
Don't know who's going to play Chuck, but we'll see.
But we'll get David Duchovny back in that detective role.
I think they should cast somebody like off the beaten path.
Really?
Some other famous
Charles. Did I tell
Charles.
You I finished your...
What famous Charles could play Charles Manson? I say Charles Barkley.
wasn't it not Gary Busey, but Nick Nolte in his mugshot, the crazy hair?
Yeah, that's a good look.
Yeah, that's
except his name's
amazing.
Not, he's not Charles.
That's true.
I just think of all the possibilities.
You guys lost me.
With Charles.
Sorry.
Charles Barkley playing Charles Manson, how awesome that could be.
Charles S. Dutton.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
I don't know. Sorry, no. Big guy.
You're out?
I'm out.
Pat's lost.
Well, thanks for
totally
trying.
Out.
Okay, thanks for playing along, Pat. 433-1037 or
1-800-4. McDonald's birthday trivia. Go ahead.
Charles Grodin, says Ethan. I don't know about
that'd
that.
That'd be a good one.
433-1037, 1-800-477.
Charles Grodin was... I keep cutting off you when you're saying the number.
I keep cutting off you. Thank you, Yoda.
cut off you, I do. Charles Grodin was terrifying in the Beethoven movies.
Terrifying he was.
433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Nate Olson's here from Sync. He's going to play birthday trivia. Matty T, here he is. Bradley Pat in-house. Yes, okay. Jay Kyle with Nate and Matt. And Josh is going to be represented by Pat Bradley of our staff. Scott Baio, my buddy Ben says. Scott Baio is Charles Manson. Charles in charge.
Charles in charge. I thought about that.
Hey, I see you working.
I'm friends with Willie Ames on Facebook.
Shut your face.
No, and he's only got his... You know what he's doing now? He's running a cruise line.
I got the perfect answer. Great one. Ethan, Charles Sheen. Charles Sheen, ladies and gentlemen. I am on a drug. It's called Charles Manson.
He's about that crazy now.
You can take it, but then your head would explode. Too much?
Think about Charlie Sheen. He would get a bunch of his followers to get your head to explode.
Exactly. He's closer to Manson than any of them. This is an Irish-German actor. 30.
Liam Neeson.
And no. Notable roles include. He's
Christoph Waltz.
I think he's a well-known actor for people who really follow movies closely, but I don't know that most people will recognize his face and his roles, but I don't think we will know him by name so well. He's just becoming very famous. His notable roles include Lieutenant Archie Hickox in Inglourious Bastards, Magneto in X-Men, or Magneto, I don't know how you pronounce that.
Magneto.
12 Years a Slave, he was nominated for an Academy Award. You see what I'm saying?
I know who you're talking about. I couldn't tell you his name.
His name is Michael Fassbender. Michael Fassbender.
Of course it is.
So everybody knows who he is.
We all know.
Michael Fassbender is quickly becoming one of the great American, he's not really American, but one of the great actors of our time.
Irish-German, isn't he?
Irish-German, as I mentioned, yes. How old is he today, Michael?
Nate.
How old is Michael, Nate?
28.
I almost gave it away earlier. No.
He is 31.
37.
37. Bingo, wow. Bango, Patrick. Very nice. This guy is also an actor, probably not a very household name, but he was a star of Law & Order SVU for many years. He's also been
Vincent
in...
Vincent D'Onofrio.
42, the movie 42.
Oh.
He was the manager?
I know him. What's his name? Yeah, of the film.
You know him personally?
No.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I do.
Christopher Maloney. Maloney.
I wouldn't have known his name.
No, they go way back. Yeah, they play golf together on Tuesdays. What do you say? How old?
Christopher Maloney.
That's right.
How
I like he was stars with Mariska Hargitay on
Law
and Order.
Yeah, they were good on there. I love that.
He is.
She was in the car when James Manfield got
was she really?
Who was?
Mariska.
When she was a baby?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding. I never heard that story before.
Little baby.
Huh.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. I didn't know that. How old is
58.
No.
Who are you talking about?
Christopher Maloney. He played the manager.
42.
Did he play the manager?
Yeah.
The Dodgers manager?
Yeah.
Yeah. 42. Good guess. I like where your head's at with that. No.
52.
53. Good job, Nate. All right, now we have a few more people that you may actually know. This guy is a psycho former NFL linebacker who ended a man's career by punching him during a practice. Romanowski,
yeah.
Pat, very good. How old is the old Roman? He'd be a good Roman soldier. Tell you what.
52.
He's like, kill him, be happy to. Who's next? 52, no. Nate Dogg.
49.
He is not 49.
Close.
51.
He's 48.
Did I mention this is McDonald's birthday trivia?
McDonald's birthday trivia.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
What do we have for him?
Quarter pounder with cheese, premium chicken wrap.
Well, you tell them what they can win, because your guy probably isn't going to, unfortunately.
All right, I'm sorry.
This guy's a Hall of Fame Major League pitcher for the Dodgers, the Astros, the Brewers, the A's, and the Angels.
Don Sutton.
Whoa. That's remarkable. That is freakish savant stuff right there.
I'm a baseball freak.
Super nerd.
Yes. You're not like, quite like Philly Elson, but I'm approaching.
Four-time All-Star. His number 20 is retired by the Dodgers. That's amazing. He has 1998, got 81% of the vote. He's what was his record here? I had it. 3,574 strikeouts, and he's 324 and 256 in his career.
And longtime TBS, when the Braves were on all the time on TBS, one of the color analysts.
All right.
Also, yeah.
More importantly, how old is he today, Nate?
I'm going to say 72.
Let's see. We're talking about TBS, Ted Turner. He is 71 years old
today.
We're
not even talking about Ted
Turner. Oh, we were talking about whoever
Don
that was.
So. Whoever that guy is.
71.
74.
69. Maddie's on the board.
I don't mind if I do.
Last but not least, this fine gentleman, a Hall of Famer in his own right for music.
Oh, all right. I'm good with these.
I'm going to play you a musical clue for the final McDonald's victory today. His music sounds a little something like this.
Everybody look away. I feel like y'all are trying to look.
They're not trying to look. They are looking.
Because I can't see that far.
Sexual healing, Marvin Gaye.
Sexual healing, Marvin Gaye. Pat clearly has this on his iPad. Do you work out to this? Is this on your,
wait, is this actually his birthday? I thought today was the anniversary.
His dead day?
That he got killed.
Today is... You know what's funny? Well, it's not funny.
He got killed on his birthday.
He was killed on April Fool's Day. And
today
is his birthday the day after.
Okay.
It's like, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh. Just kidding.
Hey,
thanks,
Dad. Guess what you're going to die tomorrow? April Fool's.
Hey, Dad,
then the
day, get,
next day.
Get me
seriously,
for my birthday this year, Dad? Oh, I don't want that. How old would Marvin Gaye be today, Nate, if his father had not killed him?
Oh, man.
I know. It's tragic. I'm upset about it, too.
79?
Matt?
I put this music on when it goes down.
I know you're all distracted now because you're thinking about making some sweet kisses on some beautiful young lady.
Absolutely.
Unsuspecting.
Thank you, Marvin.
Never saw him. My beautiful lips coming to be attached to your cheek, sweetheart. My name's Matty T. That's how I rolls.
I was gonna say because she was passed out.
Well,
I don't do that.
No.
I'm sorry. Marvin Gaye would have been 74 years old today.
76.
75. No point awarded. The winner today, Josh and Pat. Congratulations, Josh. Enjoy your McDonald's.
He'll love it.
Of course he will. Hmm. Nate, what's happening in sync this week?
Desserts.
Oh, buddy.
Everybody loves desserts, right?
Yes, I do, except for when I'm trying to shed those unwanted pounds. But maybe you've got some low-sugar desserts I can enjoy.
Unfortunately not. And boo! It was not a banner week for me last week in the diet department because I had to sample a few of these things. And my wife had a dinner party last Wednesday night, and somebody brought like 4 pies over there. So then she left for the weekend, and I was there with pecan pie watching basketball.
Not shepherd's pie.
No, no.
Okay.
Buttermilk pie.
Oh, buddy.
Pecan pie.
Mm.
And some chocolate desserts. It was, So during the day, I was eating ice cream and stuff, and then night doing that. So it was not a banner day, but or a banner week, but some really good stuff in here. I think our food issues, we do such a good job with these. I think we all love to eat. And Arshia Khan does a great job, a photographer, of making this stuff look like works of art, you know. So that was a great issue. So with a lot of these food things, what I envision a lot of people doing is looking at this list and going to these different places and trying this stuff if you haven't already. And there's a good mixture of some fine desserts and then some stuff like ice cream and, you know, the chocolate mess in Conway over at Marketplace Grill that I love. I've had a long. It's a big sundae.
These are desserts from restaurants, or these are desserts?
Desserts from restaurants, yes.
Okay. What about chocolate sack? Did it make the list?
I don't believe, no.
Chocolate sack from So is a very unique item. You need to go check it out.
What is it?
It's a chocolate. It's literally a chocolate sack. It looks like a brown paper bag that you would send your kids lunch in, but it's chocolate. And inside's like marshmallow cream and graham cracker and chocolate syrup. It's the most unhealthy, unbelievably
sounds really good,
decadent, fantastic.
The key
thing is
moderation.
Yeah, you should only eat one chocolate sack per sitting.
Don't put the whole sack in your mouth
because it's 10,000 calories per. That's not even possible unless you're a Snuffleupagus, Matt. But thanks for pointing that out.
But we've got, you know, banana pudding from the Capitol Bar and Grill. A thing that I love is peanut butter and jelly shake over at Purple Cow.
Oh, peanut butter jelly time. Whew.
Yeah, and there's this place, Charlotte's Eats and Sweets in Kiel. It's on your way to England.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond in the Rough. I had their chocolate pie. Man.
Is it fried? Or
no,
just a regular chocolate pie?
Look at it right here.
Okay.
That meringue? See the meringue?
I'm not a meringue fan.
Oh, man, I love meringue.
I'm an anti-meringue guy.
When it's done right,
yeah, this is done right. And then a lot of times with these chocolate pies, sometimes there's not enough filling in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of...
Yeah.
Lots of filling, and the crust was that thick.
Well, you really seem like quite an authority on this, Nate.
So Nate was really earning his paycheck for this article.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate, tell me about, is that carrot cake on the page over
it
there?
It is carrot cake.
Where's that from?
That is from Boulevard.
Huh. It'd been nice if you'd have brought some of these in for us to sample.
I would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, maybe next time.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do it.
Okay.
Next time we do a food issue. And then
What about the most unique creative item?
Unique creative item?
What's one that you're like, wow, I've never seen a dessert like that?
Well, at Larry's Pizza, there's only at a couple locations. They got this banana pudding. It's like a Banana Foster's dessert pizza. Yes.
Get out.
Yeah, so it's like it's banana pudding, but there's caramel on it and everything. So it's like Bananas Foster, that dessert.
But no rum sauce.
No, but it is really good. And that's pretty unique. They only have it at the two Little Rock locations and then in Bryant.
Okay.
And the guy that owns the ones in Little Rock, Aaron Black, it's his grandmother's recipe, so it's really good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hmm. Did you go ahead?
How's the? Thank you, Kev. Kev says he won't send any chocolate sack jokes. I appreciate it. How's the beer bracket coming together?
Done.
Got to be close or over.
It's done.
Who was the champ?
Core ESB.
Wow.
In both. In both.
Congratulations.
Picked by both. The people's champion and Emily and Shay voted them. So,
buddy, that's amazing. Good for them.
Yeah. No, I told them today in a meeting that I'll bet you a bunch of people are trying that because we've talked about it every week about how it's a Cinderella, and I'm sure their sales have gone up here. And a lot of these beers have gotten a lot of good pub on with this. And we've talked to a lot of the brewery people. I'm there. They were really ecstatic about this. It's put a shined a light on, you know, craft beer. But yeah, ESB, they did a good job with that. There's been a lot of people that have commented on it. They like it. So
it is excellent. It's good to have a hometown brew or a home state brew.
Yeah,
at least.
Springdale,
yeah.
And look for next year for this to get expanded, maybe to 64.
You need to. Can we get in on the?
Yeah.
On the tournament committee.
Yeah, I think you can.
I think we're authorities on such things.
Yeah, we're going to tweak it a little bit next year, but we are definitely going to bring it back. We had some great response, and Scott Phillips.
I hope
Phillips,
you stay true to its core, though.
We'll keep it pretty much the same. We're just going to tweak it a little. And Scott Phillips of Searcy, want to congratulate him, the winner of the Kegerator. So I'll be over at his house to help him celebrate.
What did you do to win that?
That's nice. You had a pick in every round or something? Was that the deal?
Yes, pick in every round.
Out of curiosity, I Googled the Kegerators. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, we had one in college.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I guess when you got a bunch of other guys to go in on the prize, you can afford one of those.
Was yours a homemade one?
No, it was like a store bought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had them way back.
Oh, buddy, way back, old school.
Way back then.
What am I, 80?
I'm from that era too, but I didn't remember any. It's refrigerated versions.
You weren't going to the cool parties, big guy. You were hanging out in the dorms.
Yeah.
Just kidding. All right, so. When we come back, we're going to talk to Barrett Salee, Bleacher Report. If we're not, we may just play Marvin Gaye's Greatest Hits the rest of the show.
Sounds good to me.
What are you doing over there? You seem very focused on something that's not anything to do with what we're doing.
I'm going through these laws, actually.
Were those sent in from Ben?
It's good to know the law.
The one law doesn't address what we were trying to discuss.
Pat is very focused on making sure he knows his rights as an American man.
Well, they change so often, so I don't even know if it matters, really. I'm just going
to
live.
The thing is, Pat listens to rap music really loud, so it kind of, he gets pulled over a lot because of it.
That's true. I got to stop doing that. Listen.
What was it Reggie Hammond said? I'm a brother with a badge. That means I'm enjoying this stuff.
It's in my blood. Can't do anything about it. Flow covering's in my blood.
Your worst nightmare.
Rideoutlumber.com. You want to talk about an Arkansas institution. RIDOUT. Are you trying to take a picture of me?
No, I'm just setting it up so I can read it.
RIDOUT lumber.com.
You know I only take pictures of you in your undies.
Rideoutlumber.com. They are top place for all of your building materials. It's about service at Rideout Lumber, though. And what they can do for you now, they're tops in the floor covering business. Yes, that's right. Carpet, tile, wood. They'll sell it to you, tear out your old, install your new. No headaches for you. They understand service, and they know that's what you need. How about a fully custom tile shower built, installed in your bathroom? If you get a tear out old carpets, Rideout can do it for you. So go by and check them out for all your building materials and all of your floor covering. Website is rideoutlumber.com. Find the location that's nearest and dearest to you. It's RIDOUT lumber.com. Animals and birds who live nearby.